And joining us now from NFL Network, he's in the building. He's been in Berea since early this morning covering all the news here today. Solomon Wilcott's a great friend of the show. Solly, first of all, welcome back.
Well, it's always nice to be here. And, of course, thank you for having me. And I wish I was here under better circumstances.
I was just going to say that because these aren't fun stories to cover or to talk about for anybody. I mean, you hope with change comes more success. And for the sake of this franchise and being part of this franchise, I want to see it do great things. And I'll embrace all that's being done by the folks at top to make it that way. But it's still hard to do what we do, which is talk about it. And you've been, again, specifically posted here by NFL Network to cover that. But you don't come in here smiling and doing cartwheels about it.
No, you don't. And because you're talking about real people, real lives that are going to be changed by some of these decisions. And you know, everyone's a big boy about it. They understand that, you know, in terms of Mr. Haslam coming in and Joe Banner coming in, that they're doing what's necessary to take this organization to the next level. And everyone is saying and doing all the right things. And I thought it was very interesting when Joe Banner mentioned today that Tom Heckert and Pat Shurmur, they left the team better than they found it, that they really did improve the talent level here. And in covering this team over the last year or two, in both drafts in 2011 and 2012, I came away feeling the same way. So it was nice to hear that both Tom Heckert, Pat Shurmur were given credit for their time spent here. I don't think the win-loss record tells the whole story.
You know, and it's interesting because your perspective on this is a great one to have, because you're dispassionate, you're removed from Cleveland per se, and yet you've been around this team not only as the embedded reporter during the last two drafts, but also for CBS Sports, you've covered a lot of Browns games. So you're familiar with this roster and what's been put together with the work that both Pat Shurmur and Tom Heckert have done. So now, if you can look at it through the eyes of a potential candidate, this is an attractive place to come, isn't it?
It's a very attractive job. And I think what you have to know about NFL coaches, they look at this area as what we call the cradle of football. And remember, since the beginning of time when it comes to playing football in our country, it is in northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania. It's right here. And the Cleveland Browns have such a great legacy that coaches who love football look at this as one of the best jobs to have, because they know the fan base. They know that if you win, the people will love this team. They will cheer for this team. And there is no better job to have. And that's how it's viewed from the outside looking in.
And in terms of what's been put in place, the young core that you've seen, the talent core, does that excite the next, and by structure, it sounds like the head coach is going to be the guy with the greater power. He's going to have the oversight of pretty much everything, it sounds like, roster wise, and then the GM slash personnel director is the guy they'd hire second. But to get that, if we're going to use the term big time name or big time guy, is this a place that a big time guy wants to come because of the players involved?
Oh, there is no doubt. And the core players are young players, young talented players, a player like a Brandon Wheaton, but more importantly, a player like a Trent Richardson. Josh Gordon was a phenomenal find, I think, by Tom Heckert in the use of the supplemental draft pick in the second round taken or used on him. Travis Benjamin, Mitchell Schwartz. You look at some of the players, Phil Taylor and Jabal Sheard on the defensive side of the ball. You've got some young talented players like a Joe Hayton that I know for a fact that teams, whenever I'm doing a game and they start to go down the roster, they're like, wow. They look at some of these young players that they know are going to be stars in this league. And I think if you're a head coach, you're looking at some of the players on the roster, particularly the young guys, the first and second year guys, you get really excited. And I think if you're like, say, when Jim Harbaugh took the 49ers job, you see maybe more than what most other people see. He came in and won right away, because he saw something on that roster that he felt worked for him as a head coach.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. Solomon Wilcott joins us from NFL Network. He's been assigned to Berea to cover the changes today, the firing of Pat Shurmur as head coach and Tom Heckert as general manager of the Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Solly, now as we look at the going forward with this, no specific names brought up by Jimmy Haslam or Joe Banner. And they were very, Jimmy Haslam was very careful to say that they're the only two that know who the candidates are. So I guess pointing to those who would speculate all over the place as to who those who that list is, they're saying they're the two, they're the only two, and that it's a that this pool is very specific, and it sounds to them like they're confident that from this pool that they intend to find this these spots, and especially choose this coach first, and that everything else would fall into place after that. That they're confident that that in their ability to sell that person on what's here. And Jimmy hasn't mentioned stability of ownership as a big key.
Oh, absolutely. And now what they did give us, and what I liked about this, Vic, is they gave us philosophically what they're looking for in their head coach. And some of the characteristics were tough, smart, demanding. And that's something that you can't overlook. Attention to detail and aggressive leader. Here are three names that, in my mind, fit that criteria to a T. Bill O'Brien at Penn State, one of the names you're hearing tossed around. Nick Saban, that's tailor-made, Nick Saban.
That's his profile.
And I think another guy like Bruce Arians, in terms of what he did this year in Indianapolis, the ability to develop talent, take over in a crisis-like situation when Chuck Pagano had to go fight leukemia, and then become a leader. Leadership emerges through adversity, and the way that he's developed players like a Ben Roethlisberger and Andrew Luck, and then took over that team to get them to the postseason in a moment of crisis.
Right.
That's leadership. Sure. Now, that's the ability to mold talent as well. Someone who Jimmy Haslam would be very familiar with when he was the minority owner in Pittsburgh.
Right.
So
right.
Those are just a few names that come to mind. Chip Kelly is a guy that, being in college, don't know how he fits in terms of the being tough and demanding and all of those things.
Right.
But we did hear Joe Banner talk about the fact that sometimes you see coaches who steal a little bit from the college system, bringing it to the pro system. He kind of gave us some analogies that work for Chip Kelly.
Yeah, Chip Kelly, a name from the college ranks that you say you're not sure what the transition will be. Nick Saban has certainly ample of NFL background, and we know what his whole reputation is with regard to all that list you just mentioned. Bill O'Brien, same thing, working in New England, and can bring that whole Bill Belichickian perspective to it.
Yeah, and he's a tough guy. Yeah. You know, he's a tough guy. He's a demanding guy.
Yeah.
He's a leader. He took on a crisis situation, as we well know, in Penn State, won 8 games this past year, overachieved in a way that I think something came to the forefront when it comes to Bill O'Brien that maybe many people didn't know were there, even though he had spent 5 years in New England as a wide receiver, quarterback coach, and even as the offense coordinator during the 2011 campaign that got them to a Super Bowl when they lost to the Giants. So there's some real good things there, and there may be some other names that we're not quite aware of at this moment.
And being a coach, and clearly by the definitions of both Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, being a coach, it's not a popularity contest. It's not that you're a likable, nice guy, although, you know, we certainly want that and like that in people where we can get it. But that's not important to especially the people who are hiring that position. They want to know, can he get it done? And more than anything, I guess they want that feeling of leadership and authority to exude.
And they
not just with the media, but
absolutely. With the players,
and
the fans,
assistant staff, and the fans.
Everyone too. And there's no doubt. I think, you know, we heard Mr. Haslam talk about it. You heard Joe Banner talk about it. I think they're very cognizant of the unique fan base that they have here in Cleveland, and they want more than anyone to win for this fan base. But you're right; it's not going to be a popularity contest when it comes to picking a head coach. They believe that if that coach goes out and wins, that ultimately you're going to like him. No one knew. And Jimmy Haslam, I'm sure he's drawing from his experience in Pittsburgh.
Right.
He understands the process that went into play when they hired a guy like Mike Tomlin. No one knew who Mike Tomlin was.
Right.
He came in. He was so good in the interviewing process. They allowed the process to work. That's how you find a great coach. And Mr. Haslam talked about it. They've had 3 coaches over the last 40 years because their process works. They've got 5 Lombardi trophies to prove it.
Yeah.
And when you have guys 6. Like, yeah, 6, that's right, 6.
They, don't, see, don't
they,
shortchange them.
They come so quickly.
Right.
But you've got, you got a guy like Chuck Noll. You got Bill Cowher, who I played for there in Pittsburgh, and now and Mike Tomlin. I think he understands that process, too, of building through the draft and getting it right. And that's why I'm loving what I'm hearing philosophically from Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner. They've been around two very successful organizations
right.
who have built through the draft, who have done it the right way, and I think they have a template for how to get it right.
Solomon, what about the challenge, though, that will come from system change potentially? Because with new coach comes new ideas. This is a team that has run a version of West Coast offense, similar, very identical, I guess, to the Philadelphia Eagles style, because that's where Pat Shurmur learned it for 10 years. And then defensively, with Dick Geron here, it's been a 4-3 scheme. And, you know, this is not to say for sure that Dick Geron doesn't get retained, but when you're putting it in the hands of a new coach, and they were very careful, both Haslam and Banner, to say the new coach will pick his staff and pick his way of doing it, he could conceivably switch this back to a 3-4, which is what it was just before the arrival of the Pat Shurmur coaching regime.
I think you have to be very cognizant of making those kind of swift changes, what it does to some of the talent you already have. It renders many of the talented players you have null and void.
Yeah.
And now you got to go out and get new talent. When you already have good players, it's not a good use of what I call good use of resources. Mm. Remember, Mike Tomlin, before he came to Pittsburgh, he was in Minnesota. They had the league's number one ranked defense.
Right.
In Minnesota, they ran a 4-3 with Pat Williams, with Kevin Williams in the interior part of that defensive line. He comes to Pittsburgh. Dick LeBeau's already there. He's got to learn to run 3-4. He's got to learn to run and operate with the talent they have in the system that worked, that may be bigger than who the head coach is. And I think that has to be in play here. I think all minds have to be very flexible. You call it the division of labor. How do you divide up the labor in terms of what we're going to do, how we're going to move the ball down the field? Well, I have this kind of running back. I have this kind of wide receiver and this kind of quarterback. Well, we're going to tailor it to their talents because we know they can play.
Right.
X's and O's don't move by themselves. I think that's the best way that I can describe
it. Very well put. And you know that so well. He is a former NFL defensive back. He is with NFL Network and also CBS Sports. He's the best. Solomon Wilcots, thank you so much.
Always good to be with you, Vic.
All right. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.